Or L'chof Hei Ador, I believe. Yes. Shev Shmaitza. And we're going to go over, I'm going to explain the end of Shmaitza Gimel Paragimel. Even though I wouldn't say there's no one here to hear it, because the three people here are wonderful people. And it's three high quality people, Grada. But it's a pity, because it's a very, very difficult Shmaitza at the end of Shmaitza Gimel Paragimel. And I spent, I spent time figuring it out to be able to say it over clearly, I hope, as is Hashem.
I'll tell people to download it.
They're not interested, trust me. You can tell them, but I don't kid myself. My Chodesh Halavos Shurim is listened to by a lot of people. Really, I
tried to download when we missed the Perek Bet, but it wasn't uploaded. So I sent an email and got an answer.
Patches. It's only uploaded once a week. Okay. The end. Yeah. So what do we have here? I'm going to say over the Shmaitza to the end of Perek Gimel. We have the Ramah that talks about the Sheikhet. He found out he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. Question is, when did it happen? And the Ramah says, if he had Kabbalah, then you could. I mean, the simple shot, when you read the Ramah and you know a little of the Inyanim, you say, okay, he has a Chazakah. If he has Kabbalah, he has a Chazakah. So you say it happened at the latest possible time. That's like the regular din of Chazakah. So the Taz has an issue with this, because he says, if Karti L'Reyusa, right? He points out that the animal is B'cheska Sheina Zavuach, so that mitigates that it's Osir, the Chazaka L'Isir, which is the equivalent in Nidah Dav Beis Amid Beis of the Cheskas Tomei of the person. The Mikvah is Taka, has a Cheskas Kosher, but Harei Choser L'Fanecha. So that's your Tarti L'Reyusa. So when it's Tarti L'Reyusa, you go to Chumrah. You go to Chumrah. But Taras Vadai is the simple, the first Shita, at least the Nida, the basic Shita, Rabbanon Shita, that applies to Vadai. It's also Tarti L'Reyusa. So here you have the Cheskas Sheina Zavuach. And regarding the Cheskas Yodeya, we'll call it, of the Sheikhet, so it's Harei Choser L'Fanecha. It's the equivalent of Harei Choser L'Fanecha. So the Shmaitza, and the Taz himself points out, that it would be understandable, according to the third Teretz of Tosfos, that deals with the issue of Tarti L'Reyusa, because of another Gemara, the Gemara with the nicked knife. And there seems to be a problem of Tarti L'Reyusa. So Tosfos in Chulin really says three major Yesodos, and when you would say Tarti L'Reyusa and when you wouldn't. What would help us in this case, points out the Taz himself, what would help us in this case is the third Teretz of Tosfos, that by Svek Sveika overrides Tarti L'Reyusa. You usually have a Suffolk, and your Suffolk has clashing Chazakis. That's really what you have, the Cheskas Tomei and the Cheskas Haguf of the Mikvah, but you have a Reichos L'Fanecha. So the Gemara Nida calls that Tarti L'Reyusa, and we go L'Chumra B'Toras Vadai. What? Not really, unless you say Harei Chasal Lefanecha is a Chazaka Da'ashta, which not everybody is prepared to say. We're not going into that. What's Pshat and Tarti L'Reyusa? There's a Machlekes Marsha and others about the Etzem Pshat and Tarti L'Reyusa. We're not going to go there now. We're just going to say, okay, so but it's L'Chayrus Tarti L'Reyusa, but Svek trumps Tarti L'Reyusa. That's what the third Teretz of Tosfos would seem to be saying. The Taz says, though, that even if I'll grant you that the Ramah, which is based on an Aguda, holds like the third Teretz of Tosfos, but I don't get it, says the Taz, because Svek Sveika doesn't help against the Chazaka, and the Klole Svek Sveika doesn't help against the Chazaka, so why should it help in a Tarti L'Reyusa scenario where, in effect, it's against the Chazaka? And also, what good does the Kabbalah do? What do you need the Kabbalah for if you have a Svek Sveika? The Svek Sveika being a little strange, but nevertheless, the first subject is, when did he forget the Halakas? When did he start becoming an Eini Yodea? And even if he's an Eini Yodea, we consider the possibility, apparently, that he shechted properly. So the Shmaitzer says as follows. He has two terutzim. His first terutz is that, like Rav Shimon, if we take like Rav Shimon, the Tarta L'Reyes was only a Suffolk. Now, I realized when I was going over the Shmaitzer that in itself is difficult. Rav Shimon Shita, I think it brings out a very, very important yesod. I looked around, I think it's true, I think Rav Shimon says it, and that is, if you say you're in a deadlock, Suffolk is a deadlock. So then why do you need Tarta L'Reyes so far? Really, someone brought up the issue here. I think David Cohn brought up the issue from a different angle or at a different point in the reasoning. He says, if you have a chazaka against the chazaka, so that should create a suffix. So you don't need Tarta L'Reyes to make it a suffix. It's from a Rabbanan Sheet that's a Vadai. So you have Tarta L'Reyes. But if it's chazaka against chazaka, then the chayra that itself creates a suffix. So what's Pshat and Rav Shimon? So I think you see a very major yesod in chazakas. If we look at I think the pshat is we would go with the primary chazaka, meaning what? The primary shayla, the more basic fundamental shayla. It's true. We have a suffix if this is tamei or tahor. We have a suffix when did the mikvah become possible? But the more fundamental shayla is when did the mikvah become possible? Because everything flows from that. No pun intended. Right? That's your basic shayla. That's your more fundamental shayla. That's your more. You sodostick a question, because the thing being tummy is dependent on the mikvah and not vice versa. So I think you see from the Gemara a major yesod. Rav Shimon, I saw it somewhere else, maybe in Rav Kiveger, I forgot already where I saw someone says it, not explicitly, but pretty much so, that enechanami, if it would be chazaka against the chazaka of the mikvah would win. Because we go with the more fundamental, being poshut, the more fundamental shaila, because the other thing is just a totsah from that. Okay, so we have a suffix here. So the Shmaitzer's first teretz is, listen, Bishlam of Tarta L'Reyes is a vadai, so then, b'mokom avadai, so it's a vadai. But if it's a suffix, then you can build already a svexveka. If Tarta L'Reyes knows, what's the Taz's kasha? That he doesn't see that svexveka should help b'mokom the chazaka. Wait. No, it's Tarta L'Reyes. So the teretz would be that Taisa seems to say that svexveka trumps Tarta L'Reyes. So he says why. The Taz says he doesn't get why it should. So the Shmaitzer says that's really only a question if Tarta L'Reyes creates a Vadai. So you don't have a Svexvek anymore, really, because you've created a Vadai. What? And Taisus is not necessarily a case of Tarta L'Reyes. He's asking on Taisus if it's a question. He asks on Taisus that Svexvek should not help against the Chazaka. Right? So the Shmaitz is saying that that's only true if you only have the chazak of the Tarta L'Reyes. Right, really have a chazak against the chazak. That's why that came up. You really have the chazak canceling each other out. Except Tarta L'Reyes says you don't follow the Cheskos Heter. Right? Tarta L'Reyes says that chazaka wins out. You really have the chazakas canceling each other out, right? Tarta L'Reyes though says that you don't follow the chazaka of the heter, you follow the chazaka of the iser, right? But if Tarta L'Reyes is only a suffix, if Tarta L'Reyes is not a vadai, then again, so you're left with a suffix. The chazakas cancel each other out. The chazakas cancel each other out. See, that's why I came up with the shaila. Wait a second. If you're left with a suffix, why didn't he tart the reyos for? Just say the chazakas cancel each other out. So I realized then that if you would just want to say that the chazakas cancel each other out, so that it wouldn't be true, because you would have the more fundamental chazaka winning out. Like here, the more fundamental chazaka is, when did he forget Hilchos Shechita? Right? That's what it's totally in. You know, he shechted, the animal has a cheska shena zvucha. But if there's a chazaka saying that he shechted and he knew Hilchos Shechita, so certainly that would trump the chazaka shena zvucha. Just like the chazaka of the mikvah would trump the cheska stameh. So you need the title of the answer just to make a suffix. Okay, but you still have the... So you're back to having the chazakas canceling each other out, and you can build the svek on top of the suffix. So you have a suffix, when did he forget? It's not called against the chazaka because we're going that the chazakas cancel each other out. Mm-hmm. Right? If you hold it, you end up with a suffix. Why didn't he tie the Lareos before? Just say the chazakas cancel each other out. The answer is we wouldn't say the chazakas cancel each other out without the flaw in the primary chazaka. We'll call it the primary chazaka and the secondary chazaka. We'll just label it that. The primary chazaka is that the mikvah was mole and he was toivel. The primary chazaka here is that the guy knows Hilchos Shechita. Okay, but because it's flawed, so that equalizes the primary. If you hold like Rav Shimon, that title of Eilsa blibes a suffix, so that means that when it's flawed, when the primary chazaka is flawed, F-L-A-W-E-D, when the primary chazaka is flawed, so in effect they do cancel each other out, and you're left with a suffix. So on that you can build a sex faker, that even if he forgot before, you're left with a suffix, when did he forget? Because you can't use the chazakas, they cancel each other out. So then you could say, Imtim Tzolaymer, he forgot before, maybe he still shechted properly. You don't have a question anymore, it's Svek Seker B'mokam HaChazaka, because the chazakas are canceling each other out. But this is all true if Taita L'Reyosa blibes a suffix. If Taita L'Reyosa blibes a Vadai, then that means the emerging winner of the Taita L'Reyosa is the Cheskas Tameh, or in this case, the Cheska Shein Zvucha. So then again, you have the Taz's question, Svek Sveka doesn't help against the Chazaka. That's the first teretz of the Shmaitzah. Good? The second teretz of the Shmaitzah uses this interesting shach that plays like checkers with the Chazaka. The shach says, Svek Sveka doesn't help a Mokum Chazaka, but the dynamic is that the chazaka takes care of one suffix, so you're left with one, and then the chazaka's power is used up. We tried to explain why last week that chazaka is more of a gzeres hakosuf type thing, and the Torah says it helps b'makom a suffix. So that's all. Who says it helps b'makom another suffix? It helps b'makom a suffix. Maybe that's the pshat in the way the shach looks at it. The taz is chaylik taka over there in kolis fekzvek, but we're going now with the shach. So he plays around. So now the Shmaitzah says as follows. Okay, so we're going to play this game now that the Chazaka could take care of one Sofek and your next Sofek is left intact. And that's why if you have three Sfekas, that does help against the Chazaka, because after the Chazaka takes care of one Sofek, you still have a Svek Sveka. So here's what the Shmaitzah wants to play with. Here's what he wants to do. It's Shver. From Zalman says it's Shver. But let's first get clear what he's saying before we can say it's fair. Okay, what do you have here? Okay, Tagalwayas was a Vade. Fine, it's a Vade. So you have your Cheskas Eino Zavuach. But now according to the... But you have a Svek Sveka, right? You have a Svek Sveka here. But the Tazis Kasha is, who cares? Svek Sveka doesn't help against the Chazak, right? So says the Shmaitzah, oh, yes it does according to the Shach. It sort of does. You expend the power of the Chazaka taking care of one of the two Sveikas. Okay. So the Taita L'Reyosa, you emerge with the Cheskas Tomei. Or in our case, you emerge with the Cheskas Sheinu Zavuach. Fine. Good. You have a Svek Sveika against, says the Taz, who cares Svek Sveika? Svek Sveika doesn't help him, welcome a Chazaka, right? Says the Shmaitzah, oh yes, it does according to the Shach. Now, You have two sveikas. When did he forget? And even if he forgot before, maybe he didn't shecht properly. So the Shmaitzel says like, he says in Svara, I'm saying, if you would taka say, the Shmaitzel speaks this all out in the next paragraph, in the next little last paragraph of the parak. I don't know, maybe not in your print. If you would say that, right, we're cutting and pasting according to the Shach. We're taking the Chazaka when it clashes with the Sfek Sveika, and we're not saying it's a 6-horsepower engine against a 4-horsepower engine, and the Chazaka wins. That's the way the Taz looks at it. The Shach looks at it, cut and paste, XYZ, tic-tac-toe. The Chazaka beats one of the two Sveikas. That becomes now Gufay Shalisser, it's not a Suffolk anymore, and now you just have one Suffolk, so you're Suffolk derives from the Chumrah. Now, the Shmaita wants to play around like this. He says, if you're going to, well, your first suffix is, when did he forget? Right? So the Shmaita treats it as if, it's not Mistav, if you would apply the Cheskoshena Zavuach to the suffix, when did he forget? Which, the Shmaita talks as if you can't. We said, L'chari, you could, just like you can apply a Cheskoshena Zavuach to a Suffolk Kor of Loi, Suffolk Kor of Law. It doesn't have to. So that's really what they're talking. But if you would, then what would you be left with? You'd be left with the Suffolk, maybe he shechted okay anyway. Now, what Chazaka is pulling in your favor? The Chazaka that he knows. But it's too late for that already. You've already dealt with the Suffolk of when did he forget? You can't, now you've already paskined, let's say, that he forgot before he shechted. Now you're dealing with a Zodik, maybe he shechted properly anyway. So now the Chazaka that he knows can't help you. What do you mean Chazaka he knows? You were patient that Suffolk already. So somehow, so the Shmaita says, so we won't do it that way. We won't do it that way. If you would do it that way, then you wouldn't end up with Heta, you would end up with Isser. I'm adding that it could be it's a Svara that you're going to apply the Chazaka to where it's more closely related to. So the Cheskoshena Zavuach is more closely related to, it's funny, like an assumption that he forgot, but maybe he shechted it okay anyway. Because that's really what your second suffix is. So that you say Behemoth Becheskoshena Zavuach. So he didn't shecht okay anyway. Right? Now you used up, you sapped the energy of that Chazaka now. So that's X'd out, tic tac toe. No more Cheskoshena Zavuach, so to speak. And no more maybe he shechted properly anyway. But now you're left with the other suffix. It's weird. You think, wait a second. Maybe he knew Hilchashchita. And if you know Hilchashchita, the Cheskoshena Zavuach, it's not relevant anymore, right? So that, you'll say, if he knows Hilchashchita, when did he forget Hilchashchita? So you have the Chazaka of the Kabbalah, that he's Becheskos that he knows. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, how can you do that? How can you play around with the Shach? I'm saying the answer is, the Shmaita does not say it. The Shmaita just says, if you would do it the other way, then you couldn't do this. So we'll do it this way, and you'll be able to be left with Heter. If you look in the Shmaitza, Ubiura Shel Dovar, the Neged Shema Yoda, maybe the first Suffolk, he says, Lo Matzino Lamei Buruka Behema Becheskoshena Zavuach. I see his point, because to a Sheichet, to someone that knows how to Shecht, if you assume he knows how, then you can't say, Kivan Dafilu Lo Yoda, No. He says because of the Svek Sveika. No, you can't apply the Chazaka to say that the Cheskoshena Zavuach says, this is what the Shmaita says. You can't apply the Cheskoshena Zavuach to say that he's answering my kasha from a get. He's saying the Karavloi Karavloi. The reason you can't apply the Cheskoshena Zavuach to the Sofek when he forgot is because there's a Svek Sveika there. So you're telling me that maybe even if he forgot, he still shechted properly. And so you can't say Cheskoshena Zavuach, because you still have a suffix, maybe you shechted properly. And now you've expended, so to speak, the Cheskoshena Zavuach but you can't use the chesk. He is saying the reason you cannot use the chesk shena zavuach to be poish at the first suffix is because since there's a second suffix, so then it's not true that the chesk shena zavuach could be poish it. Yeah, there's no chesk shena zavuach if the guy shechted it properly. As long as you have a suffix, if you're going to be left with a suffix shena zavuach, if you're going to be left with a suffix that maybe he shechted properly, then you can't have the chesk shena zavuach is not going to be poyel. So that's why he's going to use the chesk shena zavuach. I think there's another svara. I still like what I said, that the chesk shena zavuach more closely relates to the second suffix, because in the second suffix you're saying he doesn't know hilchos shechita. I'll grant you that, but maybe he shechted properly anyway. Maybe. So you say chesk shena zavuach, which is that he didn't shecht properly, right? When it's dealing with that suffix, did he shecht properly, didn't he shecht properly? So then you say cheska shena zavuach. Right. So that cancels each other out. But now you're left with a suffix, did he know or did he not know? Maybe he knew. Maybe he knew zilcha shechita. And if he knows zilcha shechita, you're certainly not going to apply the cheska shena zavuach. So that's why you need the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah says zilcha chazaka, then he knows zilcha shechita. That's what the Shmaita says. So you can play around like that, even if Tarkta L'Reyes is a Vadai, and you're left with a Cheska Shena Zavuach, but the Cheska, no, I'm saying now the words, but the Cheska Shena Zavuach's power is expended by your second suffix of maybe he shechted properly anyway. So you say, no way he shechted properly if he didn't know Hilcha Shechita. There's a Cheska Shena Zavuach. But wait a second, maybe he knew Hilcha Shechita, and you have the Chazaka of the Kabbalah. Mashenkin, if you would be able to apply Cheska Shena Zavuach to the first suffix, then Taka the other chazaka is not relevant to the Shaila, maybe shechted properly anyway. The good chazaka, the Hetta chazaka, that doesn't apply to maybe shechted properly anyway. That's what he says. Mashenkin the Taz, he says at the very end of the Perek, the Taz doesn't hold with the whole cut and paste theory of the Shach. I'm calling it that. The Taz holds when a Sfek Sveka clashes with a Chazaka, so it's weaker. It's 4 horsepower against a 6 horsepower, or 6 horsepower against an 8 horsepower, and the Chazaka is stronger than the Sfek Sveka. So that's all. End of story. If the Sfek, since Bishlam, if Tarkin Reyes is a Safek, if it's a Safek, so then the Chazakas cancels each other out. And the Chazakas can't, wait, Bishlam Tarkin Reyes is a Safek, so the Chazakas cancels each other out, then you have a Sfek Sveka. Mashenkin, if Tarkin Reyes is a Vadai, then you're left with a Cheskas Eino Zavuach, and a Cheskas Eino Zavuach against a Sfek Sveka is just weaker and loses out. You can't cut, there's no cut and paste. You don't use the Chazaka for one Safek and left with the other Safek and have a different Chazaka. None of that exists according to the Taz. The Taz doesn't hold that a triple Safek does help against the Chazaka. He holds Chazaka stronger than Svek Sveka. And therefore, that's a Teretz. Okay.